There are so many things for which we can be thankful in this life. We can be thankful that we have a God in heaven above who loves us so much that he was willing to send his one and only Son to die on a cross to save us from our sins. We can be thankful for the blessings that we have in Christ and the things that we get to look forward to. But one of the things that I look forward to the most as a child of God is being able to be at home with God in that place called heaven. How thankful that we can be for heaven itself. Jesus told his disciples in John chapter 14 in verses 1 through 3, he told them, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Where is Jesus today? He is preparing this eternal home for us, even as I speak. What a great and glorious place it's going to be. When John wrote the book of Revelation, he wrote a figurative description in Revelation chapter 21 of what many believe to be this place called heaven. And although it's figurative, although it uses language that's not necessarily to be taken literally, there are so many beautiful descriptions in it, it helps us to realize all the more why we should be thankful. For instance, in Revelation chapter 21 and verse 11, we read that her light was like a precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as a crystal. And beginning in verse 18, we find this description. The construction of its wall was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysophase, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each individual gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. But I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illumined it. The Lamb is its light. And the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into it. Its gates shall not be shut at all by day. There shall be no night there. That's that description we have, and what a beautiful place that it must be, something that is truly beyond our comprehension and beyond description in this life. But what a beautiful place it's going to be. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, as he looked forward to being in that place, he said, "For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven." I agree with Paul. I can't wait to be a part of that eternal home. What a glory it's going to be. What a blessing it's going to be. What an eternal goodness we will be thankful for when we get to be with our God in that place called heaven.